Chapter 8, Devotional 16, A Peculiar People, Stand Out from the Crowd. In Titus chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, we learn, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In this verse, Paul says that Jesus gave himself for us that we might be a peculiar people. Webster's dictionary defines peculiar, uncommon, eccentric, unusual, and distinctive in nature or character from others. Paul encourages us to stand out from the rest of the world in both our thinking and behavior. While the world says yes to ungodly behavior, we must say no. That is what makes us peculiar, our ability and habit of saying no when everyone around us is saying yes. As Christians, we must learn to say no to these: 1. Adulterous affairs. 2. Premarital sex and sexual promiscuity. 3. Lies, even white ones, and cheating on our taxes or company expense accounts. 4. Watching R-rated movies filled with nudity and sex, profanity, and violence. 5. Office gossip, backbiting, and rebellious behavior at work. 6. Emotional affairs and attachments to co-workers of the opposite sex. 7. Legal action and lawsuits as a way of settling disputes and arguments with others, especially Christians. 8. Joining in when others take advantage of or make fun of others. 9. Addictive behaviors, drugs, alcohol, sex, food, or pornography. 10. Selfishness and fear. We must say yes to God and be devoted to walking in faith, love, and service to others. Child of God, I encourage you to ask friends and family if you seem peculiar, uncommon, unusual, even a bit eccentric. The more I grow in Christ, the more I desire to be unusual, even peculiar for him, zealous and on fire for him. How about you? Are you willing to be called peculiar for Jesus? Are you willing to stand apart and say no to ungodliness and worldly desires? Say yes to Jesus. Trust his grace and Holy Spirit to help you and show you how. Lord, thank you for the light and truth of your word. Jesus, help me to be peculiar, uncommon, and unusual with a devotion to you. Teach me to act and speak like you at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.